This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Chris speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Chris. This is Miranda with XPO. I have a FMS number for you.
Okay.
It is going to... Yeah, just show me when you're ready.
There you go. Okay, I'm good now. It just came back up.
Yeah, no, mine. I have to do too. 762. 33530.
Rick Slater is who I have here.
Yep, I have 7250 South Liverpool Street, Centennial, Colorado, 816. And
okay.
I think it's like 303-523-7317.
Yes.
All right, so this is the issue. My tech just got there to try to do the install of the microwave. He took two pictures and uploaded them for us. The guy, Mr. Slater, has not, like, cleared a path to his door or his driveway or anything. It is, like, covered in snow to the point that they can't even drive through it to get there. So they took a picture of his mailbox and of the yard to the drive to the home. So it's going to have to be rescheduled, the install is.
Okay.
And they need a trip. So they would just need, like, a breeze code for that.
Or, like, a trip charge, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to try and call the client first, too.
Yeah, I tried to call, and I left him a voicemail because he did not answer the phone, so...
Okay.
So you can just try to call, and then, you know, yep. And if he does answer, great job. If not, then we'll just continue on.
Cool. Okay. Sounds good to me. I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
And then, yeah. No problem, Miranda.
All right.
So he did pick up. He is saying that the team can like pull right up to his garage door if they're able to, and they can let them in through the garage. That way they wouldn't have to, you know, walk too much through the snow. Did they already move on?
I believe they have. Yes, sir. They took two pictures. I mean, and I don't see where there's even a path clear to his garage in the pictures that he uploaded. So I'm not 100% about that. I can.
Gmail. Sorry, I should have grabbed this while I was loading.
No, it's fine. You're fine. I believe that he already did move on because, like, I mean, he just wasn't sure what to do because, I mean, like, honestly, from the mailbox back there, there's no path cleared nowhere. So whether or not they're on the wrong side to even see the garage, I guess, I'm not sure, but I don't see
the way he was saying it. It sounded like they might have had to, like, if they were going to do that route, that they might have to, like, pull up through the, what's it called, like, driving through the snow. So if that's the case, then we might not be able to, period.
Yeah, I don't think that he wanted to risk trying to even get through the, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
But the customer, you know, I mean, they do kind of know when they're expecting people. And I know it snows, like, you know, controllably. Like, it ain't like you know when it's going to snow all the time. But, you know, yeah. I just don't think they want to get stuck or anything.
That's pretty deep, yeah. Okay. I'll let him know that they had to move on, and then we'll have to get it rescheduled.
Yeah, did you see the pictures of the snow?
I just pulled them up now.
Yeah, it's pretty yeah, I don't really see where it's so.
Yep, but I mean, he's saying they can pull up and the, you know, he'll work it that way, but yeah, I mean, he even said, like, I can't control the weather, but I can try and make it easier for them by pulling up that way, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if they'll be able to do that, so let me double check. So
yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just trying. He's too scared of getting stuck, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's understandable. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, yeah. So 283 490 287.
Thank you so much, Chris. You've been very big help. And thank you for getting in touch with the customer because they did not answer when I got.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to let them know to, I guess, call us back tomorrow because I don't think I'll be able to modify it yet.
Right, I'm going to get the surcharge on there and stuff, but yeah.
Okay, all right.
And so hopefully tomorrow, tell them to call. So are y'all going to do the reschedule?
Yeah,
we'll have
to reschedule on our end.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll update it as it comes.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks.